Good morning. Police arrested at least 55 people in Barcelona yesterday during a massive crackdown on apartments used for migrant and drug trafficking in the Catalonia region. More than 700 investigating agents and 150 local police officers took part in the anti-drug trafficking operation. Police said the operation came after a two-year investigation into the rings running the drug den apartments. A court in Barcelona authorised 40 searches on such apartments, also known as narco flats, in the central Raval and Gothic neighbourhoods. Barcelona residents have blamed growing insecurity on the spread of illegally occupied flats used as drug distribution, mostly for heroin. The identity of the victim in a shooting in Torremolinos on Saturday evening has been revealed. He's said to be a Dutch man and a drug criminal referred to as Hamza Z, considered one of the main players in a drug war in Utrecht and the surrounding areas of the Netherlands. The man was dining in a restaurant near to the beach when a masked man entered the establishment and shot him in the head and upper body. He died in hospital. The perpetrator fled in a white van. According to Dutch media, a number of other criminals are involved in a conflict in Holland and multiple assassinations have been ordered. The National Police have arrested 16 people following an 18-month investigation and have seized 14,500 litres of chemical products needed to manufacture drugs. Officers located and dismantled one of the largest synthetic drug laboratories in Spain as they seized the chemicals which could have been used to process more than 1,000 kilograms of amphetamine and MDMA. Police described their find as a laboratory for the large-scale use of synthetic drugs, and it comes just days after police in Malaga discovered 6 tons of cocaine. The latest investigation also seized 90 kilograms of marijuana in France, 145 kilograms of marijuana and 216 kilograms of hash in the UK, and 199 kilograms of marijuana here in Spain. The haul comes after police began investigations in May last year, working in collaboration with the tax agency, the UK's National Crime Agency and the French police. And around 200 lawmakers from 80 different countries gathered in Madrid yesterday to take part in a United Nations summit against global hunger and malnutrition. The event was attended by the Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, who said a multilateral approach was needed to tackle food poverty by 2030, the date set out by a UN agenda. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.